Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Monday, the 23rd of May. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're studying through the Psalms of Ascent, numbers 120 to 134. The sermons can't cover everything, so these podcasts give a bit more information about some of the verses. Today, we're in Psalm 121, and we're looking at verses 7 and 8. It reads, "The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore." These are the last two verses of the second psalm. So the pilgrimage has only just begun as the pilgrim and his band of fellow pilgrims have left wherever they're living and are going up towards Jerusalem, towards Zion. They're looking forward to meeting together with everybody else and worshipping together at one of the major festivals of the Jewish year. But the psalmist is not unaware of the fact that there are challenges along the way, as we've looked at earlier in this psalm, and he's concerned. He's concerned, perhaps even distressed, but his eyes are in the right place. They're not just on the hills, they're on the one who made the hills. And so he joins in this prayer, I think, of reminding himself and perhaps praying with his fellow pilgrims that the Lord will look after them. He will keep them from harm and watch over their lives, watch over their coming and their going now and forevermore. A very comprehensive list, this. He'll keep them from harm, their whole life, from beginning to end, all their journeys and situations on this earth and beyond. As Peterson says in his book, The Long Obedience, the promise of the psalm, and both Hebrews and Christians have always read it this way, is not that we shall never stub our toes, but that no injury, no illness, no accident, no distress will have evil power over us. That is, will be able to separate us from God's purposes in us. It reminds us of Romans 8, verse 35 to 39. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. What a fantastic sentence, and a long one. Needs a deep breath. And it reminds us that God provides the strength that we need to keep us from ultimate harm. Indeed, God provides the way out and the strength when we're in times of trouble. Like it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, "No temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it." To be kept from evil does not imply a cushioned life. No one in the Bible had that, did they? Certainly not Jesus. It doesn't imply a cushioned life, as Kidner says in his commentary, but a well-armed one. For example, Psalm 23, verse 4, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." We don't go through these difficulties alone. We don't go through tough times isolated. God really is with us, and we are safe. We can stay afloat. Someone said that all the water in the oceans cannot sink a ship unless it gets inside it. The same is true of evil. All the evil in the world cannot sink us and our faith, because God keeps us watertight. The Christian life is not easy. It is traveling toward God, but it is a life that is spiritually safe. Psalm 121 says that the same faith that works in the big things, as Peterson says, works in the little things. The God of Genesis 1, who brought light out of darkness, is also the God of this day, who guards you from every evil. Let's live today safe in the knowledge that we are safe from evil. Evil will have its way in this world, but we can be spiritually safe. If you want to know more about our church work, check out nwlcc.org. We'll look at Psalm 122 tomorrow, but until then, have a wonderful day and God bless.